can help you out. Tell you who to start at QB, make you the king of fantasy. Check out the matchups. Now use all the experts and our tools at the FanDuel Manual. The Manual.
Welcome back to week 10 of the FanDuel Manual. I'm your host, Brendan Barnett. With me, as always, is Doug Hayes. What's going on, Doug?
What's happening?
And joining us again for the first time in 4 weeks is Chris Cowan. Chris, are you there?
Hi, everybody. Yep, good to be back.
Yeah, it is good to have you back, buddy. Well, yesterday was Doug's birthday, so I thought we would let say happy birthday to Doug, of course, and then just see what you did, man. What did you do for your 42nd birthday?
It is not my 42nd birthday, first of all.
You look great.
I felt like I was 42 yesterday. My wife and I won a Halloween costume contest the week before, and all the other contests up to that one were for $25 gift cards. So I thought that's what we were going for. And so I was like cheering for other people because they had awesome costumes too. And then we won it. And it turns out it was a $1,000 grill. And we were so excited. We live kind of close to the bar, so we rolled it down the streets of Aston.
Oh, a grill. I thought you said a girl. I didn't know that was legal.
A $1,000 grill.
I thought you won $1,000 and a grill.
No, just the grill, man.
Why was it a grill? Great prize, but also random.
I think it was like a promotional thing because it has like Sailor Jerry's cover and Sailor Jerry's like tools. So okay. I think like Sailor Jerry gave it to the bar, and they just made that their contest.
You might be right about that.
And then, so we couldn't find anyone to help us, so just me and Stephanie carried it up these flights of stairs onto our patio, and I was pretty sure at that time that I'd done something bad to my back. And then yesterday, on my birthday, I couldn't even move off the ground like an inch. Like, I was hurting so bad. I was crawling to the couch, and I was like, man, I am getting old. And, but I luckily had some medicine, from when I had a kidney stone that's like morphine. So I took that because we had this big birthday party bowling night planned. I took the morphine, did some Red Bull vodkas, and I bowled a 217. End of story.
That's great.
It's pretty good. For your birthday, I did something pretty awesome too. I've been, packing up. Donating and throwing out all the stuff in my house, getting ready for a move. So basically, I spent the whole day just getting bossed around by my wife.
Wow.
I gotta go, guys.
Do you have a lot of junk? Are you doing a garage sale?
We did. We put some stuff like on Facebook and on like I don't know. Where'd you put this stuff? I don't know. Just wherever. And we've had people stopping by buying like desks and just crap, but. We're throwing most of it out or giving it to Goodwill.
Nice.
We have so much stuff. It's crazy how much stuff you have when you go through like, it's like there's like closets I didn't even know we had in my house that are full of shit that we've had for so long.
I feel like, my wife's in the room with me too, but, I feel like she keeps everything because she's a teacher and thinks she can use it in her classroom. So we have about 5 square feet of open space in our apartment.
Just a whole corner of crayons.
You never know.
You never know.
Chris, what about you? How was your weekend?
Well, we're kind of, I guess, late podcast for us. I guess we are in the weekend. The week was good. Early on the week was good for, you guys probably remember why. A little celebration action.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Yep.
The Patriots-Broncos game.
We know what you're talking about.
Oh, I didn't know. And then
that was neat.
Go ahead.
That we need to talk neat. About that a little bit. We do have to talk about it.
I didn't know if it was off limits.
No.
I had actually decided before that game that I was going to go full flip mode, be total asshole, and just be talking shit the whole game. And my phone died. That was in my mind, but my phone died. About an hour before the game, when I finally got it back on at the beginning of the game, I had like 106 text messages between the Colorado and Boston guys. And then it just went downhill from there. The text from the Colorado side sort of fell off pretty quick.
I tried to burn a shirt at halftime. It didn't work.
Did you really?
Yeah, I burned a shirt and didn't help at all.
Brendan, I did not know you were going to be like that. I know your phone died and everything, but what we were thinking was that just our friend Larry is just the biggest asshole, and you guys are pretty good about it.
Actually going to do, I was going to be a total asshole to you and Mark, and then after every diss, I was going to tell Steve how much I respected him, and I was sorry that wasn't directed towards him.
That's just a lot of texting.
Just to piss you off.
It's like a copy and paste.
Just every time. Steve, this is not towards you. I really respect you.
And once again, Steve, this is not about you.
Instead, we had to text, man. Oh, you're only up 28 now, pussies.
I feel like, from a Broncos fan standpoint, as good as I think our team still is, like, just shows, like, that's how we were so susceptible in the Super Bowl, and then in these big games, just completely outcoached. I don't know. It was ugly, man. I don't even know what to say about it. I don't know what happened.
When you're in Denver, you guys are the best. But think about it, the Super Bowl, too, is the first time ever in cold weather. Ooh. And obviously the weather was a factor in Foxborough. I think that has so much to do with it, especially for the Broncos, but for Manning. It's in Arizona. It's fine.
It's in Aruba.
But that was what was so crazy. Remember the AFC Championship game, obviously in Denver in January.
It was
perfect. For those that don't
out.
Live in Denver, we don't know it can get that nice out.
I know. It was so nice.
It's like 70 degrees. Ugh. Manning's got, you know, his bathing suit on under his uniform, for Christ's sake.
I worry about that shit because it can get cold, but we'll see. I don't know.
You can either get cold in Denver or you can not be playing it at home, which can get to Manning.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I bet you felt pretty good about that. The resurgence of Tom Brady, two games in a row. Gronk back.
Four games, but yeah. Seriously, the KC game was crazy awful, and then it's been amazing. I don't, even as a diehard Patriots fan, you guys know how closely I follow them. Yep. It's just amazing to me that they could just turn around and be this good right now.
I like how Brendan tried to say two games just to get under your skin.
I thought it was just you didn't know because you're not that smart with football.
It might be that.
I knew.
I knew.
You bastard.
Steve, I knew. That was just to get under Chris's skin. I respect you.
Steve, thanks for listening.
All right, you guys want to talk about some football? Oh, you know what? Before that, let's congratulate Lucky to Be 40, who took down the Beat the Experts League.
Is that Lucky's new name? Nope.
Lucky to be late 30s with a back that's 45.
Wait, are we going?
That's a long handle.
Late 30s?
Late 30s. No, it's not late.
Mid-30s? I don't
know. Mid-30s. Just say mid-30s. We'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, listen. Lucky to Be 40 had Eli, who scored over 20. He had a lot of players who scored over 20. Gronk, Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr. had 19.6. Andre Ellington, 21. Jeremy Hill, 28. And then Manning with 22. Eli. And then we got to make sure that we give credit to Mayor McCheesy. For the week before that.
Being cheesy again?
Yep. And if we don't, he'll blow up our Facebook page again.
Chris, are you in reverse?
Getting into a car?
I'm just going to make sure that my wife is still in Old Navy.
God.
So if she is, we're good.
While you're walking around Old Navy?
No, man. I am in the car behind Old Navy.
God.
All right.
I'm just going to do a little drive-by.
Production value has gone way down.
Can you guys hear stuff?
Yeah,
it's fine. You're fine. All right, so this week we're talking about the Sunday games and the Monday night game. But teams on bye, Indianapolis, Minnesota, New England, San Diego, Washington, and Houston.
Got to point out that this is a heavy-hitting bye week, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big names not playing.
That's right. The spreadsheet is live, so go check it out, FanDuelManual.com. You can check it out at FanDuelManual on our Facebook page. Also, make sure to follow us at FanDuelManual on Twitter. Let's just get into quarterbacks here. If you're taking a look at the spreadsheet, the top projected quarterbacks are Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan, and Aaron Rodgers. But the best values are going to be Matt Ryan, Josh McCown, and Joe Flacco. I went with Josh McCown. He's starting for Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has been god awful, but Atlanta's defense has been even worse. Well, that's not true. They're just bad also.
it's two terrible teams.
Yeah, so I'm and also he's $5,700. So 57 for a starting quarterback is just not something you're going to find against a defense that's that bad. I'm not expecting a ton, but I needed to save the money because I spent elsewhere.
What do you guys think? If Atlanta loses that game, does Mike Smith get fired?
In the season?
Yep.
No, I think they'll wait. It's already over. Who cares?
Oh, in the season? No. No.
Somebody. It happens every year. Somebody gets fired during the season.
He'll have to go back to his career as being a...
We already had the Raider guy get fired, right?
No, he's still there. That was a rumor.
Oh, he didn't get fired?
He's still there. Young Dennis. Oh,
God. He's...
Yeah, that's pretty bad. 0-8?
Well,
0-8. Hopefully. What about
0-9,
Rex Ryan?
0-9 for sure. They're going to be 0-9.
Sorry, cut off track.
It's all right. Well, who do you got as quarterback, Chris?
All right, so this week I am trying to hit a home run here. I went with Aaron Rodgers, spent a lot of money on him. Coming off of a bye, he is playing a Bears team who's also coming off of a bye, but their defense, especially their pass defense, is not good either. The last time they played was the Patriots game where the Patriots scored a lot of points on them through the air. So I know Aaron Rodgers can do the same. It's a prime time game, and I just think it's pretty close to a guarantee that he's going to put up some big numbers. So I felt good about spending that money. I also think Mark Sanchez is great value, by the way. I can't believe I'm even saying that.
Yeah, but I don't know if I trust him yet.
I don't know that I trust him, but I trust the person throwing the ball in that offense.
Who are they playing against?
They're playing against Carolina. Sanchez is 6,600. He's projected it just under 17 points. Josh McCown's projected at 16. He's at 5,700, so $900 less. But yeah, another very inexpensive quarterback with potential to score, you know, get you around that 20-point range. Also, with that Aaron Rodgers pick, Chicago's D is ranked 26, and that's one of those games where the over-under is over 50. So it should be a high-scoring game, and I think most of those points are going to be on the Green Bay side.
Yep, good point.
I agree with both those. I think McCown is an interesting pick. 5,700, that you very rarely see that for someone that's got a pretty good matchup, and he's done some good things in the past. I went on the other side of the ball with Matt Ryan. I thought he was an exceptional deal at 7,800. I think that's a great matchup, Tampa Bay. I'll talk about it a little bit later, but I doubled up with Julio Jones as well, so I'm hoping that we get some big connections between those two. And I just think he's a pretty reliable quarterback at a good price.
I did the same with Josh McCown and Mike Evans because Mike Evans is only 6,600 and he's been having a pretty good season so far. Not pretty good. He's having a really good season so far. So it's just the defenses on both those teams are so bad. Not that their offenses are great, but they're just playing so terribly. Let's take a look at running backs. This week, top projected, Matt Forte, DeMarco Murray, and then Le'Veon Bell. For best values, Forte, Jeremy Hill. Oh, I guess that one doesn't count anymore. Le'Veon Bell and DeMarco Murray, so it's same guys. Who'd you guys go with this week?
I went with Mark Ingram from New Orleans. He is having a great year. He's just been hurt for part of it, but when he's on the field, he's playing great. Injuries to Pierre Thomas, Travaris Cadet did not prove to be much of anything. So it's really Ingram's show. I mean, he was putting up numbers even when Pierre Thomas was healthy. Now he's going to get even more of the workload, and I wouldn't be surprised if he started catching more passes too. So Ingram is my first guy. And then I also went with sort of a name we've been bringing up a lot this year, but it's still good value. I hope it's a good pick this week, is Justin Forsett.
I think that in both of these cases, really, like the three-headed running back monster thing is not really there anymore. And these guys are sort of left standing, four sets kind of the guy. And he's just good value.
Yeah, he's great value. He's 6,500. I toyed with him in my lineup for a little bit, but I ended up spending a little bit more. I went with Hillman, matched up against the Raiders. I know Monty Ball, there's a potential for him to be back, but Monty Ball even said it's Hillman's job right now. He deserves to have it. Hillman's been playing great, and I feel like this is one of those games where we can get ahead and we're going to just try to control the clock, and we're going to do that by running or jumping off to Hillman. So I think he's going to have a good week against Oakland. Next, I went with Jamal Charles, a little bit pricier against Buffalo. But now that he's back and he's healthy, I feel like that's, you know, he's one of the best running backs in the game. Also, this is a crazy stat that I heard. I think Matthew Berry wrote about this, that Kansas City has not thrown a touchdown pass to a wide receiver this entire season.
Wow.
Only either been tight ends or him.
Tight ends or running backs. That is unbelievable to me. That's crazy. High potential to score touchdowns for Jamal Charles.
So don't pick Kansas City wide receivers in FanDuel.
I don't think anyone's doing that anyway.
Dwayne Bowe is going to go off now.
I also went with Ronnie Hillman. I think, yeah, the ball thing, if they bring ball in, it'll be limited this week. So I think this is the last week where there's a clear number one for the Broncos. And they're playing in Oakland, and he's only 7,400, so I think that's a good pick. And then I'm telling you, as long as he keeps us rolling, I'm picking Matt Forte every week. Yeah, I mean, he just gets so many catches out of the backfield. He always has like 10 or 11 catches, plus he has 100 yards, and he always gets in the end zone. So I think against Green Bay, that's going to be a high-scoring game. I think he's going to go off. So I have Forte and Hillman.
All right. I like both of those. Can't really go wrong with those. That especially Matt Forte this year.
Right.
All right. So the top wide receiver projected points are the same as the best values. It's Antonio Brown, it's Julio Jones, and it's Demaryius Thomas. Doug, who do you got?
So I would have loved to do Antonio or a Brown, but he's just too expensive. So I went with the other option, Martavius Bryant, sorry, at 6,100. He's having great weeks the last 2 weeks. I thought his price would be higher, especially against the Jets. But at 6,100, I think that's a good deal. And then, like I said earlier, I did the Julio Jones combo. Hopefully Matt Ryan and Julio Jones hook up a couple times. And then the third one, which I already in my head, after watching the Green Bay games, was for sure going to pick up this guy. But then he was only 5,200, is Davante Adams. I had Cobb and Nelson 2 weeks ago, and I was like, this is a home run, but every pass went to Davante Adams. I was like, what the hell's going on? So for 5,200 in that perfect matchup at home, I think that's a steal.
Yep, those are good picks.
Thank you.
I already talked about Mike Evans, who's been having a great season against the Atlanta D. I also went with Eric Decker, who I've had for the last 3 weeks, and he's been scoring a good amount of points. I think that because they have Percy Harvin now, he's getting better matchups, and he's making the most of them. He's actually I didn't think he was going to do nearly as well as he did once he got off the Broncos team, but he's been having a great season. My last pick is Calvin Johnson, who is coming off a bye. He's 8,800. Typically, he's 10,000.
Yep.
And he's coming off a bye. He says he's totally healthy. He was, you know, he kind of screwed everybody over this season because he came out twice as like a decoy.
Yeah.
And that's not the case now. And I saw an interview and he was talking about how he's back. He kind of pulled himself because he didn't want to be used in that role. He wanted to get healthy, and he says he's healthy. So if he's the same Calvin Johnson that we. No, I think that's a great value.
Yeah, I think that's a bold pick. I don't know that I would do it the first game back. I will tell you, though, Brendan, what I was toying with was going with Golden Tate, even though he's been awesome. Now he's all of a sudden going to be on number two corners instead of number one corners. I was thinking that, and then I saw his value, and I think FanDuel was thinking the same thing.
because he's at 8,200, and I was just hoping that
yeah.
with Calvin back, Golden Tate would, you know, on paper anyways, take a back seat, but he's still pretty high in value. But
also, Miami's D has been pretty good this year,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they are.
Well, also, so Reggie Bush is back also. He's yep. healthy, and he's going to be out there. I just feel like they're going to be able to spread it out a little bit more, and that's when Calvin Johnson's effective.
Yeah, it could.
But it is Miami, and that they, those guys are crazy right now.
So for receivers, for me, I, like Doug, went with Julio Jones. It was sort of one of those picks where I just kind of had to keep scrolling down for a little bit, and then I finally saw Julio Jones. So I think he's just good value for the talent that he is, especially against a weak opponent. What is he, like 8,000, Doug?
Yeah, 8,000.
Yeah.
A lot higher.
So
than
he's
that, like
less than gold. He's less than Golden Tate.
That's crazy to me. Uh-huh. He just had to
yeah,
pick
that's
him.
Nuts.
Yep.
The next pick was sort of similar thinking in terms of value. A big name coming off of a bye in what should be a high-scoring game. I went with Brandon Marshall. He is 7,300. And between him and Alshon, I think that can always be either guy's game. I just always pick the guy that costs less.
Yeah.
And Marshall was like $100 less. So hopefully they can figure some crap out during
God.
The bye week. And
Cutler has really ruined those guys. Like 7,300 no. for Brandon Marshall.
No. Right.
Cutler is if he blows up this game, he's going to catch so much shit.
Well, I mean, we know Green Bay is going to score.
Yeah.
So at least Chicago's going to be attempting to
yep.
keep up. So we'll see if that one works. Another guy, sort of like the Martavius Bryants and the Devontae Adams, like Doug picked, I went with Jordan Matthews from Philadelphia. Sanchez, when he entered the game, looked at Jordan Matthews a lot. So he's going to be, you know, he's a clear number two behind Macklin. And if Sanchez likes this guy and he's, you know, feeling safe throwing to him, then that could be really good value. He was, I think, I'd have to look, either 6,200 or 5,700. Don't those numbers are in my head. But good value there, I think, for what should still be a pretty good offense.
Yep. Like that.
All right, so for tight ends, let's see here. For tight ends, the top projected point scorers are Jimmy Graham, Julius Thomas, and Martellus Bennett. And then for value, we're talking about Owen Daniels, who's 5,400, Bennett and Graham again. Delanie Walker's right behind them with 5,800. Doug, who'd you go with?
I went with a guy that I've gone the last couple weeks. I think he... Of course, he's not Gronkowski, but he reminds me a lot of him, is Kelce with the Chiefs. And I think this is a very good matchup. And like you said, he has not thrown a touchdown to any of the wide receivers. So one of his – he threw – the only problem is they have a couple of tight ends. Oh, Chase doesn't like that choice at all. All right.
He hates you guys it. Heard that, huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But I think Travis Kelce at 6,200 is a great deal.
Yep, yeah, I went with somebody. I went down the list, and I actually chose Rivera, the Oakland tight end, just because I'm picturing. I know the way that John Fox likes to coach, and it's going to be a prevent defense. If it goes the way I hope, we're going to be up by 30, and we're just going to go into prevent, and they're just going to have to dump off to. Rivera all day long, so I'm hoping for a lot of junk time out of Rivera.
I took Rivera in another league too, Brendan. Similar thinking, and also he was getting thrown to a lot last week. So
yeah, he had a good year. Go ahead.
I went with I just kind of had one of those gut feelings on this one. I didn't have a ton of money to spend. I took Scott Chandler from Buffalo. This guy plays pretty big in pretty big games, and this is a primetime game against a really good, in my opinion, a really good Chiefs team. So I think, you know, you never know with a lower-end tight end, but Chandler is pretty sure-handed, and I think he gets some looks in a big game. So he was 5,000.
Yeah, that's great steal. I don't have projections on kickers. This week I went with a game that I thought was going to be high-scoring. I went with McManus for Denver, 4,700, like bottom of the list. Who'd you go with, guys?
I went 4,700 as well for the other guy, which was Catanzaro for his Arizona at home against St. Louis.
I went in the Chicago Green Bay game, Robbie Gould, 4,500.
And then I don't have defense at the top. Like the highest cost is Seattle Broncos and Dolphins. And Dolphins have just, I think it's been 3 weeks in a row they've scored 20 points. I know for sure 2 weeks, but I don't remember the week before that.
Yeah,
but they've just been on fire. Let's see. Lower, I don't know, lower bargains. Who'd you guys go with?
I went with the Arizona Cardinals. I think they're playing exceptional right now. A good matchup, St. Louis at Arizona. I think is a great matchup for them at 5,100. I think they're going to have a great week.
I also went with Arizona. Same reasons Doug said. I feel like that Dallas game last week, they really solidified their whole defense. Not just, I know, I think they were struggling with pass defense for a while, but they are a legit, really good defense, and they have a swagger about them. And St. Louis is not, you know, a top-notch offense, even with some decent play from Austin Davis. So I think that'll be a good safe pick.
I went with the Chiefs against Buffalo at 5,200, just because Buffalo sucks.
They're 5-3.
Yeah.
5-3 at home. They don't get a lot of
quarterback
nightmares
situation
up there,
right now.
When do they play? They play Sunday night?
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game. I'm looking forward to that.
I don't think I've ever seen a late night game in Buffalo.
Yeah, they're not very frequent.
They're going to be pumped. That's a terrible pick, Brennan.
They're going to be so drunk for that game.
It sucks because I have 700 left, and while you guys are talking, I was like, maybe I should go somewhere else with this.
Yes.
I already picked it, so I'm going to stick with it.
All right.
That's it.
Stick it.
That's it, man. Any other big names that we didn't choose that you want to talk about? Like, let's see. We already talked about Sanchez. Reggie Bush is back. Nope, that's it. I don't have anything else.
Nope, I'm good.
No, I got to go, guys.
All right. All right.
Doug, thanks. Happy birthday,
boys.
Man.
All right, thanks, guys.
Everybody.
Yo.
All right, good week.
Bye.
Bye.
It's Marky Mark here. This is the FanDuel Manual. When I was in third grade, I thought football was lame. Until I saw Elway throw a long bomb on Sunday. Then it really grew on me, started playing fantasy. Realized Adam Schefter was the man of my dreams. Some X's and O's, that's what we are slinging. Football knowledge is what we are bringing. Rodgers at quarterback, the Niners on D. McCoy is your tailback and Gronk at TE. Make sure you check your matchups, those can get tricky. Start any wideout playing Oakland or Philly. Now sit back, relax, focus and listen. The FanDuel Manual, three men on a mission, yeah.